Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday, October 9th, 2019. Jimmy Jackie.
Matthew.
How it is?
I'm excited. You excited?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, what are you excited for? Just the day ahead?
I'm really excited for today's pigskin punishment, if I'm being honest.
Good God. Didn't even get the weather out yet. And already just digging. And I'm really surprised that, I mean, we've been sitting here a better part of 25 minutes or so, and nothing came up. I was watching the eye contact with Fat Boy and Nine to see if, like, somebody was motioning, like, hey, go out of the room for a minute. None of that.
There was none of that. No eye contact either.
No eye contact at all. Yeah. And then.
Might have been closed.
I'm excited. What are you excited for? Your punishment today? Areas of patchy fog early. Cloudy skies early. Followed by partial clearing. High around 75 right now. It's cloudy and 58 in Greer.
Yeah, it was a little misty when I pulled in.
No kidding.
A little misty rain.
It was like you was driving through a misting tent.
Yeah.
Misting tent. Miscontent.
Misting.
Right. All right, well, take it. Take it down that road.
Well, I mean, we have a pigskin punishment starring Matthew today.
Surprise, surprise.
Guess you didn't hear when we recapped the football picks yesterday. Matt Mann was, in fact, the loser.
Again, surprise.
Yeah, so he gets punished today.
But because we were off on Monday, everything gets sent ahead a day.
Yep.
So we recapped yesterday, Tuesday, which would have been on Monday.
Yep.
Tuesday, we would have announced what the punishment would have been. That was not able to happen because punishment happens today.
Yes, it does.
So I dressed, I don't want to screw it up.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil it. But, because I know how you are about that. But, am I dressed apropos for today's pigskin punishment?
You can spoil it. Just don't dance around it for 20 minutes and then blank it up. That's fine.
This is okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
I wore not my favorite shoes. Like, these are probably, like, after Christmas be, like, yard shoes.
Oh, you getting some new shoes for Christmas, huh?
Well, I mean, usually it happens.
Oh, okay. You already know what you're getting?
Well, usually it happens.
That's
usually, like, one of the go-tos for somebody, you know. I get her a bag, she gives me some shoes.
Yeah. My mom usually gets me, like, mouthwash and stuff.
Yeah. And a check. Remember the check that time?
Oh, no, my most on fixed income now. Those days are gone.
Well, I said back in the day. The memo said, Merry Christmas, son.
Those days are gone.
I loved it.
Here's some bedroom shoes and some mouthwash.
It said real pretty handwriting.
Yeah.
Does she still?
I think so, yeah.
She never taught you?
No. Well, she tried. You know. If I had a teacher at all.
Well, Paige, I got to get it in, because here's the thing I've realized. The punishment's already laid out.
It is.
It can't get any worse, so I might as well just dig back a little bit.
Oh, this
take
one's,
your jab.
This one's going to destroy Matt, man, from
come
the inside
swinging.
Out.
From the inside out?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
My God.
Yeah.
Then that means my stomach's going to be tore up.
You drinking hydrochloric acid?
Oh, my gosh.
Ain't that what Two-Face fell in?
Good Lord. Semen.
Oh, is that what it was?
I don't want to smell anything.
That was Goof Face you're thinking of. Paige again?
I don't want to smell anything bad.
Yeah, well, same here.
Yeah.
Same here. Okay, well, we won't dance around anything, but it's going to destroy the quote. Tell me if I'm wrong, and I'm going to paraphrase it.
Yeah.
Today will destroy Matt Mann from the inside out.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Is that a Da Vinci Code? Are you telling me something?
No, I mean, I'm telling you this.
I'm going to have to eat a grenade, aren't I?
You got to chase it with hydrochloric acid.
Oh, my God. And I got nothing. I mean, you know, yeah. I got nothing to say other than, what do you do?
We're going
to
catch you with a fish hook people use for sharks.
Oh, my God.
What is that?
A funny visual.
What do they use for that? What fish do they use? Is it just like Paige, you don't have to mouth it to me. I'm not playing a game.
Well,
what
I don't know
it?
If it's fish. I just think it's chum that yeah. they use to bait sharks.
Oh, from Pawn Stars.
Yeah.
They throw him in the water.
Yeah.
We're going to use this hook, Matt, the one that's as big as this guy's entire hand.
God bless.
Yeah, the one that costs $210.49 and is as big as a
That's the kind
a large
that,
hand.
That's the kind those body danglers hook themselves in the back with.
That's bigger than that, man.
Swing around with.
I didn't think that we'd have a disembowelment today, but why not?
Remember the last scene in Braveheart?
I've already had a disembowel movement this morning, Paige. The scene in Braveheart. What are you going to do? You're going to paint half my face?
No, it's at the final scene in Braveheart where they eviscerate William Wallace.
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
I haven't finished.
45 years later.
Come
I'm
on.
Only 45 minutes.
Don't give
later.
It away. I want to watch it eventually.
Is it okay to say that 25
no.
years later?
I don't know. I don't know what the rules are anymore. I don't know what the rules are anymore. Okay. Man, oh, man. You know, okay. It's fine. That's part of the punishment,
yeah,
right?
It is.
Part of the punishment.
The anticipation.
I'm all antsy now. I had a whole thing I was going to say here that I thought would have been a fun little, this is a fun little thing to talk about. Instead of that, it's boom, boom, boom.
You know, I will say this. It's
that was me just now, by the way, not a SFX, as we call them.
You know, we have a pretty large handful of absolutely bloodthirsty P1s.
Oh, goodness.
Who wanted us to do 4 weeks of Pigskin Picks, and then we'd all be dead.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they wanted. They love the show, but they wanted us all dead after 4 weeks of football picks.
And I guess this is probably not a probable question here, but have you noticed more of that angst toward me? But I guess that would be because I've lost.
Yeah, exactly. It's just towards the show in general. Some of it's directed at me and Fat Boy.
Maybe they're
Paige
just
gets off clean because she always does.
No.
Maybe they're just trying to kill me off so it will give the likelihood that someone else will lose.
Yeah.
And it would be, I need to remind everyone, this is a reality show.
Oh, yeah.
This is not dramatic reenactments. Man, we're real live people with families and stuff.
They want us, like, in the hospital, though.
Yeah,
at least in the emergency room for a couple hours, if not overnight stay or a couple days, maybe. Aww.
Been there, done that plenty of times.
So we're going to chop your leg off with an axe and run you over with a truck just to make those people happy.
No. Mm-mm-mm.
We're not really going to do that.
Did you know that today's...
Those people blank off.
Did you know today's National Pet Obesity Day?
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
My cat's chubby.
I'm not kidding you.
There
I thought...
Fat cat.
You know, we're leading up... Like, here's the way it is in my head. The last week of September was like anticipation for October for Halloween. And, you know, haunted houses and Mad World and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Where people can feel free to, you know, dress up and really like be their freakier side. But it's okay because it's October.
Yeah.
The way people... You know, you look at
the way people should be all the time if they want to be.
You know, you look at the EDM community.
Yeah.
Those folks that, you know, by day, they're school teachers, they're whatever. They have whatever lives. But when they go to these EDM concerts, they're putting on fishnets.
Yeah.
They're strapping belts to their legs.
Yep. They're wearing, like, foxtails, and some of them attach internally. I've seen it.
They're putting bandanas around their faces.
Yeah. Some of them look like the Rock and Roll Express.
Like New Age Rock and Roll Express.
Yeah.
And
a lot of them are half naked, like running around in G-strings and fishnets and stuff with nice, like 22-year-old backsides on display for you, tan flesh.
But it's okay because it's the EDM community. They feel, it's okay. There's others like me here.
Electrical tape and paint on breasts.
Mm-hmm.
I like an EDM show just to go be a creepy 35-year-old man.
But it's only in those small, little, niche areas where you feel, you know, this is fine to do that.
Yeah.
So this is my argument for segregation.
Yeah.
No, don't ding for that. What I'm saying here is that why shouldn't it always be like that? If you want to wear you know how women, it's very, very, very okay for women to change their hair color from time to time. But if a man does it, you know, especially his friends are busting his balls probably and, you know, all that stuff. What if, you wanted to dress like a duck and go to work?
Why not?
Well,
like an Elton John Donald Duck outfit.
Well, there are very few people who feel content and confident enough to do that because, honestly, it's marketing. We've been marketed to the point that we're all just striving. I mean, 99 out of 100 people, their only desire in life is to not be judged and to be perceived as whatever the blank normal is supposed to be.
Yeah.
And then there's the rest of us, the handful of us who just are and we be.
Yes.
You go to those things, you fat boy, maybe you can identify with this, but you go to the Clemson games. You don't, but a lot of people do. And they'll wear the orange and they'll paint their faces and all that stuff, but only on Saturdays.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like people carrying their Bibles only on Sundays.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
You be who you are, but first you got to figure out who you are and stop caring what invisible, imaginary people think.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing that always got me is that people are afraid of being judged by their own imagination, which is insanity.
It is.
I mean, that's what I just described is insane.
Well, it's a little paranoia too.
It is. But you're afraid of being judged by figments of your imagination. Like that's like schizophrenic or something.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. I've given the example many times that when I would eat a lot of fast food, I don't want to say it and make fat boys start to salivate.
But people at the red light didn't care, but we didn't care. Yeah.
They were all sneaking fries into their mouths also.
Yeah, of course.
And nowadays, they're looking at their phone, so they're not looking at you.
No,
but
they're
I'm
not.
Thinking,
they're not paying attention. That's why you got to honk when the light turns green, because they're looking at the phone.
They're going to video me.
Yeah. Oh,
when I go to the gym, I see anybody on their phone, and nine, you've made me paranoid. They'll have their headphones in or whatever, and they'll have their phones like they're going through their playlist or whatever, but it just happens to be straight up at an angle toward me.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, they're taking a picture of me. And I'm like, well, I'm not doing anything embarrassing here.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
I'm wearing I always work out in a gray shirt and it always shows all the sweat. And I think part of my brain does that to reward myself with a job well done.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to be sweating, man, you're always wearing a shirt that shows it, like some kind of, a light blue or gray or just something that's going to show it off.
I don't know why.
Yeah. You can also do yellow or green, show it off good.
But we're in that thing of where at least me and now nine, you're admitting to it too. I think we all would that we think, oh, I'm not going to do that. Like, I was at a restaurant, and they had a ramekin of sauce that I liked recently.
Yeah.
You know, them ramekins, they need to make them concave all the way around instead of the hard edges.
Yeah.
You can't get all the stuff out.
Yeah.
So
I
can't do it.
Full on put my tongue into that thing and just wrote the alphabet in there.
I know. Yeah.
Got all of it.
Sometimes they just don't give you enough.
Nobody was looking at me.
Well, why can't you do that with the sauce, but that's the only way to take a Jell-O shot?
It is.
Like you gotta put the tongue in and then turn the cup to loosen up the entire thing all the way around.
Don't press the cup in. You're not going to get it all out. Leave it open and just, make love to the plastic cup.
Yeah.
And recycle it, please.
French kiss it till you get that wad of Jell-O shot in your mouth.
And quit throwing straws in the ocean, damn it.
I know. Turtles. Think about the turtles.
Turtles. I like turtles.
Give them rolled up dollar bills instead.
Pet obesity day is what I was saying. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
I thought, I'll see what day it is, see what the big day is or whatever. I know Halloween's 22 days. Oh, that's what I was saying. Yeah. So
pet obesity. Wait, fat pets and Halloween costumes?
Well,
what?
Well, there have been some. Dude, that industry is rocking right now.
Oh, it is, man.
Pet Halloween costume industry is awesome.
The Chucky dog is the best.
The Chucky dog and the UPS man carrying the box.
Yep.
And as the dog walks, the box goes up and
that's
down.
So
awesome.
Cute.
Yep.
You get all ready for Halloween and then, like, we're 9 days in. Well, let's sit and wait for it, So I was like, okay, so it's National Pet Obesity Day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to remind you to be active with your pets.
Yeah.
And don't just feed them and lay there.
Love them.
Yeah.
Keep them
Throw
healthy.
A ball.
Rusty could use some, but he doesn't. Rusty is not dog parky, get in the car. I mean, he'd get in the car and go ride, but he's not.
He's not that bad. He's fit. Isn't he?
He's got a gut on him.
Oh. Okay.
But he's got short legs, too. Like, if he had regular legs, he'd be fitter, Like, a lot of people that are fat, if they were way taller, would not be fat.
Tell me about it, man.
Yeah. So.
If I was 6 feet tall, I'd be.
Well, if I was 7 feet tall, I'd be fine.
And bulletproof.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, get active with your pets. But Rusty barks at everybody, so you can't take him to, like, Furman or the Swamp Rabbit. He can't ride a bicycle anyway, so
Dang
why bother?
Dang it.
He can't keep up with me on the bike.
That'd be cute.
Poor thing, probably body. Kept up with you for 1 or 2 miles.
It's the short legs, can't reach the middle.
Mr. Griswold, I'll go pick up the carcass.
Yeah.
And then,
I'm sorry.
22 days till Halloween, and then 5 minutes past farting time. Two days until National Coming Out Day.
Okay.
And that was something several years ago that we did on the air where we just kind of left it open the entire show. And then just, of course, you know, it wasn't last year, but the year before, some pranksters started being, you know, D-heads.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they would come on and then make a joke out of it. So
I'm gay.
Yeah.
I'm gay today.
I don't think you wait for a day to do it. I mean, if you feel it, then you don't. But maybe with that particular day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Look at the bug on the wall by Sergeant Slafter. It's on Sergeant Slaughter now.
It's crawling on Slafter.
That's a roach, isn't it?
Gross.
Oh, my God. Not that kind, Jimmy.
You gotta eat it.
I can't tell what kind it is.
It's here early. You're supposed to be here later.
Oh, wow. Is that something?
Don't let it go in the hole, because then we'll never get rid of them.
Yeah, that's probably where it came from.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Wow. Anyway, sorry. Caught me off guard. It was like some kind of...
Thought this place was clean.
I thought some kind of Egyptian sarcophagus just came
up. Really?
When I came in yesterday, there was a crate of cleaning supplies in front of the refrigerator.
Yeah, people forget to pack in.
They don't ever put stuff away when they clean. You come in, there's a mop sitting in the hallway, in the bucket, too. Or there's no toilet paper in the bathroom, or crate of cleaning spray.
Is that part of the punishment?
What, you got to clean the building?
No, God. I would resent.
I'm going to faint.
What?
I'm sick.
I don't know. That seemed to catch you off, Jimmy. Is that part of something?
Oh, no.
Hold on. Go silent for a minute. I want to see if I hear anything. Okay.
Nothing.
I thought maybe that was a cricket at first, and I was going to have to eat crickets.
Silencio.
Which, I'll be honest with you and tell you, I've done before.
Yeah.
Chocolate covered, one time when I went to Cannon's, I didn't catch anything, so I just ended up eating the crickets.
You remember when the white horse in front of the feed and seed store used to be kind of where the Walgreens is on Lawrence Road now, by BB's and O'Reilly Auto Parts?
Tipsy Taco?
No.
Oh.
The other one, further down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, further down towards, going towards Haywood.
Yeah, right there before, right just after Fowler's.
Yeah, they had right there. They had the White Horse, too, at one point.
Yeah.
Anyway, I get chocolate-covered crickets from that store.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Like as just to go eat them.
Well, I go in there to get mice to feed my snake, Eric.
Yeah. I've had chocolate-covered ants before.
Yeah.
Well, just chocolate-covered ant, and I apologize, Aunt Brenda. She didn't find it funny at all.
Yeah. You know, if you go get, like, mice for the snake, you gotta get some snack for yourself.
Yeah.
What did it taste like?
What, the cricket?
Yeah.
Nothing really.
Chocolate, kind of like Nestle Crunch kind of thing.
Kind of
the chocolate covered. Yeah, it tastes like chocolate. Totally just.
Yeah.
You ever eat like chia seeds? Or do you ever eat like blackberries? Like the real, that you can break them down, but they're real, like, yeah, that's kind of the
gritty.
same texture. Gritty is the word.
Yeah, a little grit to a cricket.
Crunchy nothing is what my Sunday tasted like.
Especially roasted crickets.
Roasted? Man, my gosh.
Easily roasted.
So that is part of it then?
No, not at all.
Why were you so forthcoming with all this information about crickets?
Because, you know, we're talking about eating them, and I've eaten them, so I wanted to talk about it too. But no, that has nothing to do with your punishment.
Can I tell you that I hate... oven baked pizza.
You will not be eating anything for your punishment.
I hate it.
Go ahead and load up on.
I hate fajitas.
Bananas and almonds this morning because you won't be eating anything for your punishment.
The hotter the plate, the better.
I can't say you won't throw up, but you ain't gonna be eating anything.
Am I getting a suppository this morning?
No.
Book suppository.
No, the punishment would be whoever had to give it to you.
You're talking about Dallas in the book suppository.
Wait, are we all going to be punished, or is it just going to be Matt and Mary? I think everybody's going to suffer in this room.
Yeah, because Mary could tell you a story of how I kept popping them back at her. We'll
hey,
save
baby.
That for another day. Hey, Mama.
Yeah.
We'll have to also find out why I had to have so many suppositories when I was younger. I had many of them.
Were they 6 inches long?
My daddy would hold my arms down, and my mama would...
They're like hot dogs.
Y'all,
it was
weird.
A real suppository.
Yeah, I used to get them when I was a little kid.
Did you not take pills very well?
I learned later very well.
Yeah.
Sadly.
At least your mom gave it to me. I had one of my dad's old girlfriends had to give me one.
Yeah, man. Okay. Old Southern women swore by suppositories, man. There's other things you can take besides suppositories. They're an option. They're not a requirement.
Like military.
We got to come back to that.
I hope I can read that later when I go back to read it.
We all been there, man.
Right now it looks like it says superstores, but I'll know what it means later.
Yeah, you'll figure it out.
Keep these numbers handy. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. You can also text us on the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. That's 72341. Facebook.com/RiseGuys. Instagram at The Rise Guys, Twitter at The Rise Guys. Okay, yeah. All right. Paige, what is up in that plex of yours?
All right, well, Ellen DeGeneres is in the news with her wife, Portia de Rossi. Now, is this scandalous behavior that I'll be telling you about? You'll find out next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Well, I would hope so. Otherwise, why would you tell us?
Yeah, I don't know.
There's a scandal brewing, and she's not going to take it.
Suppositories or chocolate-covered crickets?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right. We'll get all the details of that and much, much more in your Rise Guys headlines. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Weirdo.
Nine.
Check.
Paige.
Maybe completely tune out and leave.
And Fatboy.
What's in your wallet?
93.3 The Planet Rock.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone.
Ooh.
All right. We always like a little scandalous behavior, especially if it involves said lesbians. But is this behavior scandalous? That's the question.
Said lesbians.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You already said Ellen and Portia.
Yes. Yes.
Do they have those at TLC Motors?
I think they might have a Porsche still.
Okay.
All right. Some people were angered at Ellen because Ellen DeGeneres was hanging out with George W. Bush at the Dallas Cowboys game last weekend.
No kidding?
Yeah. But she's not apologizing. And this is what she had to say.
During the game, they showed a shot of George and me laughing together. And so... people were upset. They thought, why is a gay Hollywood liberal sitting next to a conservative Republican president? Here's the thing. I'm friends with George Bush. In fact, I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs that I have. We're all different, and I think that we've forgotten that that's okay that we're all different. Just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean that I'm not going to be friends with them. When I say be kind to one another, I don't mean only the people that think the same way that you do. I mean be kind to everyone. Doesn't matter.
Hear, hear.
I thought she was always talking about, you know, rewind.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's good to do that, too.
Yeah.
All right. She also...
Well, go ahead. What else she say?
Well, she also joked about being friends with the quarterback, Aaron Rodgers.
No, nobody's friends with him. He doesn't have any friends.
His own family hates him.
Well, she says they're friends, so anybody. Why can't she watch a football game? Come on.
Do we have that quote?
No.
No, that clip.
No, but I don't know if you want to hear from the other party. Involved.
W.
Yeah.
Always. That's why you know they're not truly close because she called him George. His real friends call him Dub.
You think?
Everyone knows.
If you're a single mother with two children, which is the toughest job in America as far as I'm concerned, and you're working hard to put food on your family.
Well.
Everybody.
Oh, man. Even the most staunch Dem misses a little W in their life, I think, right? Like,
yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
The guy was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, even though his presidency carried over into the war on terror and all that stuff and the hunt for bin Laden and the shadow of 9/11.
Oh, yes.
It still was like a more fun time in America than now.
I still crack up when I see the trial. I don't know what he said.
Fool me. Can't fool again. Oh, what was that one? You fool me once.
Like, the recession was more fun than anybody's having now. It's the strangest thing.
That's true. What was it, Dub? We're friends.
That they can say, we're only going to have a stimulus package, but let's forget tax relief, underestimate.
He's the best, man.
So he was out of office in 2008. Obama started in 2008, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So do you think in 12 years we'll be playing Trump clips and everyone will just be laughing?
Puerto Rico.
That one, yeah. Yeah, some of them, yes. Yeah.
I mean, do you think?
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Where?
Best, in man. The sea.
Be kind to everyone.
Yeah.
I know.
And spay and neuter your pets.
Yeah. Yes.
Don't text and drive.
You know, did you see the thing about how many times Trump has tweeted since he was inaugurated, since Inauguration Day?
No.
Over 11,000 times.
Good Lord.
Like, I haven't tweeted. I've tweeted over a little over 9,000 times in the entire history of Twitter.
Let's see how many. How many has he done?
Over 11,000 since January 21st to 2016 or 2017, rather.
Where do you see how many you've tweeted?
If you go to your profile, you'll see them there.
Look, there's my profile. Do you see where it says it?
I'll look.
Okay. Well, regardless,
like 800
that's a
last
lot.
Month.
Does he text to talk them? Otherwise, his thumb has got to be shot.
I don't know if he knows how to do that.
Like, I don't think he'll be able to do the nuke bomb with his thumb.
Maybe he has someone in the bathroom with him.
Yes, Google texting. Fingers.
You've tweeted 12,700 times, roughly. But, again, all the 11,000 of his are since January 21st, 2017.
Yeah, and I've been on there since 2009.
Yeah, same here, man.
Jeez.
It launched in 06. We've been on there since 06.
You retweet funny videos, too.
Oh, I was looking at my phone upside down. You're right.
Yeah.
I was going to say 6,002. No, but that guy. I mean, do you think, is he using Alexa? That's the whistleblower I want to hear from. How does he tweet? Does he lay back in the chair with both hands in the air?
Is he doing it himself, or is he
Alexa?
Baron
tweet
do it for him.
From POTUS.
I'm worried about him because, I mean, he just spends a lot of time in the bathroom to tweet that much.
That's
sure?
where all my tweets come from. I said that a zillion times.
Yeah, his leg's got to be falling asleep sitting on the throne, man.
No kidding.
That's where.
Baron, I ran out of toilet paper.
Get your mom.
Dad, do you want the gold-plated ones?
Go get Big Mike.
Oh, my goodness.
I want the bidet. With artisan water.
That's some fancy water. All right, then.
W was great, though.
Oh, yeah. Back then, it was like the people were pissed at him because he played golf too much.
Yeah.
And that's the thing they used to be always mad at the president for. They used to be mad at Trump for that, too. They're mad at Obama for that. Mad at Trump for that. Then they quit being mad at Trump for that. I guess he don't play as much now.
Laura Bush always, like, when she was sitting there on a stage or standing by him, it was almost like she was just peering into nothing, and if someone just snapped their fingers in front of her, she would just snap out of it.
Yeah.
Like she was just, you know, like a Children of the Corn kind of look.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Page, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Now watch this drive.
Remember that clip?
Playing golf.
What happened? I don't.
He was addressed in the media. I think it was over Iraq, and then he says, now watch this drive.
Yeah.
From the golf course.
That's a good text, whoever sent it in. Donald Trump does have a big butt.
Oh.
He has a really big butt.
I've never noticed.
I have.
Wow.
Yeah. I sent that text in. No, yeah. I've noticed that as well. I wonder who has the biggest butt in the history of presidents.
That would be a good one.
Yeah. Wow. That'll be a trivia question for later. In the meantime, let's go into the S-holes, the sports hole with Fat Boy. What's going on, guys?
If you've got $150 plus taxes.
I'm out.
You could spend the night. Well, the sports icon.
Oh, man.
$150. There's only 3 dates available.
Can I hold my spot till next Friday? Friday week?
Ooh, I don't know. It might go fast.
Sports entertainment icon?
Sports.
Oh, well, so
you know what?
It is not Sting.
No, I don't think you could say sports entertainment.
Okay.
Well, if it was, I'd pay the $150. As long as he kissed me on the mouth. I want the girlfriend experience with Stinger.
Man, you're looking for a cheap date.
I'll have to go for Jeff Farmer, I reckon. All right, we'll get into the sports hole. It's a shame that I still know that name.
NWST.
Yeah, man. That's right. We'll get into the sports hole with Fat Boy right after this. Morning, everybody.
Somebody's got to wake these people up.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's everything I need in the morning.
93.3.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Save your money.
All right.
I got to tell you.
Twist my arm.
The dates, there's only 3 dates available. The 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of this month. Because, you know, this sports icon's got to work on the 26th. Got to work the Notre Dame-Michigan game. But not taking bookings until October the 15th.
Oh, okay.
It's not Lou Holtz. It's not Rich Rodriguez. Is it Rudy?
It's not Rich Rod. It's not
now, when
Rudy.
You said spend the night with a sports icon, that doesn't mean lovemaking. That just means the evening, right?
Oh, I'm out then.
Yeah, overnight. So I don't know how you could perform that. I mean, you could try if you want. But I guess I got to tell you, The sports icon is not a person.
The Fighting Irish mascot.
No.
Oh.
For the $150 plus the taxes and fees.
Is it Ugga 8?
No, it's not an animal. Oh. Each of the three nights, you can't have them all. You can have one of the three nights. You can rent the Goodyear blimp. You could sleep in it.
Like up in the air?
No, it's in a hangar.
Oh, good Jesus. Oh, who gives a crap?
Like, look, there's the reception area.
Oh, big deal.
Where you can watch games at.
What a load of hogwash.
I know. I'm mad at Fat Boy for the story.
No, it's I'm not mad about that. You're mad at him about something else. But the point with this is that's like saying, hey, guys, you get the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile for the weekend. It can't leave your garage, though.
Yep.
You only get this one for one night. Look, you want to be in the air? In the air?
Why else would you?
For a whole night? Oof.
That's like the celebrities. They go stand in front of it's all over the internet. There's a place in Burbank, California, that will allow you to go out and stand in front of their private jets with the red carpet and take selfies for like $50. And these low-key celebs are doing it like, oh, I just got off the private jet. And they're paying to do it.
Yeah, I can see where you're talking about celebrities in a cool kind of hangar party with your blimp. There, you know,
if it's a hangar party, 9 times out of 10, I can't afford to be there. I prefer barn parties for that.
Yeah,
you also get tickets to the Michigan Notre Dame game if you want to go watch that for some reason.
Can you watch it from the hangar? Do you get to fly over?
This hangar's 2.5 football fields, it's good size.
How much for a night in the Hindenburg? Ooh. We have a campfire and everything. Oh.
There's a
the humanity.
Can I rent the Hundley?
Todd?
No, the submarine one.
Oh, I see.
Thursday night, making his analyst TV debut on Fox because the Giants are playing his former team, the Patriots. Gronk. Oh. Check him out.
They better have that. What kind of delay do they have on live football games? Like, we have 8 seconds. What do they have?
I don't know. They might have longer. They better have at least 8.
What do we have on the internet? Because the other morning, Fatboy and I were in the bathroom, and we realized the song had started that we were about to come on after, and then... Yeah. What, a minute?
I'd say at least a minute.
Oh. Paige, remember that if you're in there number two and they're in a commercial segment.
I'll run fast.
Can I offer a stat for Rise Guys Sports?
Yes.
I looked up how many times the Trump thing about how many times he's tweeted since he was inaugurated became a thing. And then we looked up how many times I've tweeted and how many times Matt's tweeted. I'm shocked Fatboy's only tweeted 1,088 times, so it doesn't count retweets, apparently.
Yeah, I delete a lot of them every year, too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there's probably more.
You delete them, what, just because of bad things you said? Or
Did
you feel bad for supporting other radio shows and not your own, or what was the reason?
I retweet with some more politically.
He retweets everybody but the Rise Guys on here.
I don't want to have a...
Retweet little Debbie boy, you retweet us.
I don't know. You just don't want to have tweets lingering around.
Oh, yeah.
No, I get that. You want to run for office to protect yourself.
Remember the guy who put down $3 million on the Astros to win the series? That might be a fool's bet. They're tied 2-2. This is the best of 5 in the first round. The Rays might knock them off.
They might, man. They might.
The Yankees are the only one through to the ALCS. Everybody else is tied at 2-2.
Yeah, the Braves put themselves in a tough spot. I watched some of that game the other day where they should have won, but then they started playing for game 5 at home against the ace of the staff.
Right, that's today, 5:02 p.m. Yeah. 5:02. Check it out.
Yeah, that's first pitch. 5:02.
What do they do? Is that for television? No, it's always been that way. I remember Mel Allen saying.
Yeah.
Mel?
First pitch is today at 8:07.
Mm-hmm.
This right here might be the case of the...
Twib.
Too much internet or maybe too many cameras. But if you're a golf fan, the upcoming Players Championship might be the first to video... Every shot from every golfer in the field.
Really?
Oh, man.
That's a lot.
All of them.
Yeah.
That's too much.
That's way too much. All 144 of them.
Oh, man.
You can look up whoever and see every shot he made in the tournament.
Yeah.
You can follow him live during his round. I don't know if this is going to be a premium thing or if it's going to be free.
Now that they're allowing, states like California are passing this legislation to pay college athletes and stuff, do you think eventually you could, pay to watch the Trevor Lawrence body cam, POV camera?
Well, they talk about, quarterbacks don't want to wear them because it would capture in the huddle.
Oh, yeah, you capture too much stuff they're trying to keep secret.
You could see that they're talking about where they're going to go eat afterwards. Yep. Like the one guy got busted.
Yep.
But the damn refs wear them.
You guys hear about the new Snicker bars? Things are great.
Refs wear them on the cap.
Yeah, they do.
Might as well.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I guess the ref's far enough removed from the huddle that they don't pick up too much of that.
I just could see it going to a VR-style experience, because that's the buzzword right now.
Well, the NBA does.
Corporate America. Experience. Experience.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, I'm going to show Matt a Facebook ad I captured this morning.
Uh-oh.
He's going to love it, because it's selling a Clemson shirt. But look at the ad in the picture they use. It's a terribly photoshopped Trevor Lawrence's head on somebody holding up this Clemson and Jesus t-shirt.
It's likely really him holding up a shirt or something.
But it just looks like the hair is superimposed over it.
Yeah. See, when we were at Wings, etc., a guy, I don't even want to, I know it was a real charity, but it was a charity fundraiser, and he asked me to hold the sign up, and he wanted to take a picture of me holding it, put it on social media. I was like, I'd absolutely have no problem with that.
Yeah.
But I was afraid of people taking that picture and photoshopping me holding up other things.
Sign with a penis on it.
You know, things like that.
How many different things can you infringe upon?
Oh, well, man. Lord, I mean, what did they make a cross out of? Well, Tiger paws?
Yeah, it's a bunch of pictures of Clemson players who are on the current team. No paws, just a bunch of pictures of the players, Trevor Lawrence's head, and they represent themselves as NCAA Pro Shop. Like, man, y'all are infringing on everything, even Jesus, because it says, all I need today is a little bit of Tigers and a whole lot of Jesus.
Goodness. God,
that's the whole man.
It's probably China. There's no protected rights over there of any kind. All right, that was the sports hole. All right, we're going to take a break. Pigskin punishment at some point today. I don't know what it is. Nobody knows what it is. This nine, you knows what it is.
Yeah. I'm stretching, sorry.
Oh, I see. There was no preparation. There was no 24-hour notice. The punishment will go down. That'll be coming up. Also, this morning, we're going to have tickets for you to go check out some drag racing this weekend.
Yeah, we will, man.
Up at ZMAX.
Yep, from Carolina Nationals up at ZMAX Dragway in Charlotte this coming Saturday.
I want to try something right now. Fatboy, can you and Nine look at each other in the eye right now? Oh, you
will. We have been.
I can.
But like for more than like a split second. There's animosity.
He's afraid he'll fall under my spell.
All right. We'll take a break. More Rise Guys, hopefully, right after this. Morning, everybody.
Your home for the Rise Guys Morning Show.
They make me laugh every single morning.
And 93-minute rock blocks all day.
They play great music.
All my favorite bands are on there.
The only station I listen to.
93.3, the planet rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.